Role playing. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by TheraWorks Relief. When The New Yorker exposed Harvey Weinstein, it was Eric Schneiderman, New York's attorney general, who sued Weinstein's company for pervasive sexual harassment. But on Monday, Schneiderman got his very own New Yorker expose.
In which four women who had previous romantic relationships with Schneiderman accused the attorney general of hitting them.
Schneiderman had first issued a squishy statement saying it was role-playing and everything was consensual, implying that these women agreed to some of the kinky stuff. But the way they described it to reporter Jane Meyer on MSNBC, it wasn't just kinky.
Being slapped repeatedly in the face, choked.
Now, I suppose you could argue that 50 Shades of Grey normalized this WWE version of sex. And yes, I realize some women do consider it to be about female empowerment, but really? Because that appears to be the line Schneiderman used to keep them quiet.
He made them feel that it was their fault and they weren't liberated enough for putting up with it.
Anyway, Schneiderman wisely set the speed record for social media-induced resignations. Powerful men living out their fantasies seem to ask themselves only one question: will it feel good? They really need to start asking themselves, will it feel good seeing it in The New Yorker? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.